Transforming the Heart of Business for Good by Bill Perotzman. A novel invitation to wellness at work. If you arrived at a live Taylor Swift concert that turned out to be just recordings without even a DJ or visuals, would that shift your energy? For online learning, what works best for you? An audio read and test course or a human master teacher? No disrespect to Duolingo. Still, while you could probably learn all that he has to teach by reading it, it's much better when Tony Robbins is in the virtual room, right? There's a reason we value the human element, isn't there? Do you know what that reason might be? It's a trick question because it's not really about knowledge. There's a heart and soul to human beings that needs to engage with stuff to help us maximize the benefits. Taylor and Tony maximize the heart and soul experience. Without them, their content is missing something human. Sure, it sounds the same and the concert video is great, but it's not quite the same as being in the room, is it? Pivot to wellness. For real wellness, what kind of energy do we get from an app? What kind of energy do we really need? Actual human energy workers, such as acupuncturists and network chiropractors, just two examples, can answer that question at length. They can discuss how their modality works in the room with a client, one-to-one. Some healing and energy modalities work at a distance, although they still involve actual human beings. It seems ludicrous, but there's probably already a way of getting Reiki or spiritual healing work from an online bot. How about sound baths? Why do we trade our treasure to be in the room, on our yoga mats, with our eye pillows, immersed in sound pressure that could permanently damage our hearing? Even though we could hear the same sounds online, just as with the live Taylor Swift concert, we go into the room because we trust the human musicians to take us to a limit one more time. The point here is that it takes an actual human being to launch the wellness snowball rolling downhill. This is hands-on, even after you learn the protocols and your favorite wellness bot pesters you to practice them. And while there's plenty you can do for your own wellness, a recent study suggests that bots aren't really what we need. Wellness that really works. Many will argue over the details, but the study concluded that the answer to real wellness is, wait for it, human to human. Volunteering our time and treasure was found overwhelmingly to be the best way to improve our wellness. Think about it. Do you know of any philanthropists who are miserable, unfulfilled? If you don't personally have that kind of treasure, do you volunteer your time for others? Know anyone who does? Ask them how that feels. If getting out of our own headspace and comfort zone to do something kind for someone else is the best way toward wellness at work, it feels right to make this more widespread. If all the time spent using wellness apps was transposed into volunteer time, what would be the benefit? If you traded your time in that wellness app for volunteer work, what would your time contribution be? Do you have a wellness practice that you could also share as a volunteer? Lead yoga, breath work, or meditation sessions at the office or some other place that needs them? Bring sound healing to at-risk people in homeless shelters or jails? Wellness and music. If you're looking for an innovative wellness program and you love music, you might discover Guitars for Vets and volunteer as a guitar teacher to help your students intervene with post-traumatic stress. Or you could become adept in musical self-care and volunteer with your local music therapy organization or in music-informed palliative, memory, or end-of-life care. Or you could use some of the magical energy dust from that Taylor tour or Tony Date with Destiny and learn how to transform wellness for a room full of people with one skillful question. What's the music on your heart? One-to-one wellness. To summarize that study, when you give, wellness comes. And who doesn't want that? So put down your flat thing and use the time you would have given to the algorithm to do something good for someone else, because doing that for them means wellness for you. You have all the evidence you need, so what's stopping you? Be well.